This is the first quarter 2003 results conference. I'll go over my spiel pretty quickly to leave some time for questions if you have any. Let's start with the market environment. In the economy, we have slower than expected economic recovery in Poland. The first quarter GDP growth was lower than expected. And whatever there is seems to be driven by exports, which of course don't help the advertising market in Poland. There has been a revision of forecasts even by the Polish government, down to 3% for the year from the earlier estimate of 3.5%. The unemployment is very high, and there seems to be a lack of impulse to boost internal demand. Particularly troubling to us is the fact that there is no sign of growing company investments. It seems that companies fear the lack of demand. We still expect that the economy will grow in the second half of this year, but the growth clearly will not be steep after the slow beginning in the first quarter. Because of the weak economy, the advertising market continued declining. Of course, the decline is slower than it was in the fourth quarter of last year. The total market declined 1%. But print segment, which of course is very important to us, was much weaker than expected. Total print was down 7.4%, while the newspaper segment was down 11%, and the share of print in the total advertising market was down by 2.5 points. Television was up 3%, and clearly television continues to increase share in the total market and puts pressure on the print segment. In the first quarter of this year, the share of television grew by further 2 points, bringing it to 50% of the total market. I'll remind you that 2 years ago that share was 43.5%. The categories which are decreasing, the advertising categories, are those which signify weak economic climate. Automotive down 8%, construction down 6%. But there is a good piece of good news as well. Employment advertising was up 4% for the quarter, and as you know, that is the key leading indicator of the economy. That's why we stick to our forecast that the economy will improve by the second half of this year. In terms of Agora's performance, consolidated revenue was up 20%. The increase, of course, comes from new businesses, while the newspaper continued at writing revenues. New businesses contributed nearly 42 million in revenues in the quarter, but had a negative contribution to the operating line of about 8 million. And negative contribution to a net profit of 10 million. Agora's share in the total advertising market in Poland was up 1.1 percentage points to nearly 12%. Again, that's coming from the new businesses. Operating cash flow 34.3 million and consolidated cash position at end of quarter 55.4 million, considering that we also have 360 million in unused credit line. We do not have liquidity problems, and we have means to continue investments if opportunities occur. In the old Agora, which means without radio, AMS, and magazines, the operating cost ex DNA was down 1.8%. That, as you will remember, is on top of decreases in previous quarters, and that means we are still continuing cost cutting. Newsprint cost was down 10.1 percent. A combination of factors here. Newsprint prices in euro down 14%, euro appreciation against zloty 15.8%, and volume declining by 4.8%. Other cost items, headcount was down by 3.4%. Of course, as we already mentioned, the new businesses contribute a lot to the cost base. I'll go very quickly over business lines to give you highlights and then turn to sort of outlook for the next quarter and the rest of the year. For the print newspaper segment, meaning Gazeta Wyborcza and Free Press, revenue was down 6%. Total revenue, which comes from the newspaper segment, accounts now for 71.4% contribution to the total revenue line of Agora, consolidated, that is, after intra-group eliminations. And in this quarter, which, as you know, the first quarter is a low season, EBITDA margin was nearly 25%. We are very pleased with the readership performance of Gazeta. In this quarter, total sale of newspaper copies in Poland went down 5.2%. Gazeta's sales went down 2.5%, which is better than market, and our share of all copies sold grew. We also had an excellent research readership result of 19.2% weekly seasonal readership cycle, which is the best indicator since indicator for 1998, the first quarter of 1998. Advertising revenue was down in Gazeta itself by 12.5%, in total press segment by 11.8%. One good, this is clearly not good news, but the important thing is that we are making strides in the local markets and growing our share there. The important thing also, if we consider the growing employment segment, is that we maintained or improved our leadership in that advertising category. Our share was up by 3 points. What do we expect? We think, and I'll talk about it in a second, we're revising slightly forecasts for the print segment down, and based on the first quarter performance of the daily advertising market in newspapers, we expect a few percent decline in Gazeta revenue going forward. Two other factors which might affect Gazeta performance. We've already talked in the past about the possible launch of a newspaper by Axel Springer. Clearly, nothing has changed. We have, we're ready for the competition. We have various action plans. If necessary, we'll put them in place. And that clearly will affect the cost base this year, assuming the launch of the new newspaper will be this year. The other thing which might have impact on the newspaper performance is the exchange rate to euro. The sensitivity here is as follows. Every 1% growth in exchange rate of euro versus zloty increases the operating cost ex DNA by 0.3 million. Magazines contributed revenue of nearly 16 million They account for nearly 8% of total revenue. Unfortunately, here I can't tell you how it relates to the first quarter of last year, since we didn't have magazines in the first quarter of last year. Operating cost of magazines ex-DNA was 17.3 million, of which more than 4 million was spent on promotional and redesign activities for magazines. We'll continue portfolio revisions and redesigns. We still expect revenue growth this year for magazines of around 20% and break even on the EBITDA level next year, as this year we'll be investing in promotional and advertising expenses. For the local radio group, we have 28 local stations on board, which is 6 more than in the first quarter of last year. The revenue was up 9.1%. I'd like to point out that this is in the context of a deep decline in advertising spending in local radio market, which was down by over 20%. Radios contribute about 6 million to the consolidated result. In other words, they account for about 3% of Agora Group revenues. The other good news about the radio is we are maintaining our position as the third largest player, despite growing competition from national radio stations, which again is normal in recession. Our share in total radio advertising market was 10.8%, which is down 0.4% because of inroads made by national stations, but within the local radio market, our share was up 5 percentage points. Audience share is 13.6%. Of course, that's measured for the markets in which we operate. Revenue going forward, we expect that for 2003, revenue growth will be just a tad lower than assumed earlier. We expect revenue growth of about 18%, and we expect to that the portfolio will of the 14 stations which have been with Agora for the last 12 months will break even on the EBITDA level. Overall, the EBITDA for the group will be somewhat better than last year. Moving to AMS. AMS revenue grew by 8%, while the entire outdoor market declined by 5%. But that 8% growth includes a one-off item, impact of advertising orders from previous owners of the company. This result means that the revenue contribution was 23.4 million, accounting for about 12% of total Agora revenue. The good news is that our restructuring activities are paying a dividend. Total operating cost was down 29%. This is due to restructuring, headcount down by 11%, staff cost down 27%, and rental cost, which is the key cost item on AMS, was down 22% as we continue renegotiating rental contracts. AMS was EBITDA positive. EBITDA was 3.6 million. I'd like to remind you that last year, the first quarter of last year, it was a negative 8 million, so a significant improvement was made. We will expect EBITDA break even this year. With AMS, just a reminder, you have it in our report, that we completed restructuring of the company's debt. Short-term bank loans and trade payables were exchanged for long-term loans from Agora. Total debt to Agora now stands at $30 million, and we also increased AMS's capital by $30 million, which was fully paid in cash by Agora. As I said, revenue flat to last year for the whole year for AMS and break even on EBITDA level. Let me say a few words about market expectations. Again, as we said a few months ago, we expect that the total advertising market will be flat this year to last year, but we have revised our forecasts for specific segments. Particularly for print, we assume print now that print will be down 5.1%. Earlier we assumed only 3.5%. And that dailies will be down 8.8% versus previous assumption of 5.5%. This has to do, of course, with the fact that television is gaining share and will continue to do so. We expect that TV advertising sales will be up 3%, radio will be up nearly 5%, and outdoor up 2%. We, as you know, continue cost management. There are no salary merit increases scheduled for this year. We will be looking, if possible, for other savings. But based on the results of the first quarter, which, as I mentioned before, were taking into account the market, which was lower than expected, we now believe that meeting for the whole year the forecast of 10% revenue growth will be difficult based on the growth assumptions for different segments I gave you a minute before. So we would at this point assume that revenue growth for the whole company will be a tad, a couple of points lower than 10%, unless, of course, the market turns around.